back home, more than 5,400 people have died in hospital emergency departments over the past 5 years. That's according to new figures. The data was secured under freedom of information requests by the publication for doctors, the Irish Medical Times. For more, I'm joined by our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, tell us about these figures. What do they show?
Well, emergency department overcrowding and a number of deaths in emergency departments have been in the public eye in recent times. And these figures were secured, as you say, under FY information request by the Irish Medical Times and its journalist, Michael McHale. And the data shows that over the past 5 years, 5,428 patients have died in 26 emergency departments around the country. Last year, there were 1,161 deaths in emergency departments, a reduction on the previous year, but the number has increased since the pre-COVID year of 2019. However, it's important to note that the number of new patients attending emergency departments has risen significantly in recent years, and it went up to 1.4 million last year.
Mm-hmm. I seem to remember a couple of months back that the figures for one particular hospital, University Hospital Limerick, were published. What did these figures tell us about deaths in individual hospitals?
Well, over the last 5 years, Cork University Hospital has had the highest number of deaths, 708 deaths in the emergency department. But it's probably the busiest emergency department in the country, seeing over 70,000 patients a year. So that's relevant. And St Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin, then in second place there, 479 deaths. But it serves a catchment area with the highest number of older people and nursing homes. So there are many, many factors. These figures suggest that on average, each emergency department in the country would experience around 44 deaths a year in their emergency departments. University Hospital Limerick has been the focus of a lot of attention regarding its emergency department and overcrowding there. And of course, the sad death of the 16-year-old Aoife Johnston in December 2022. And an independent review into that's due to be published soon. But in the last 5 years, 239 patients have died in the emergency department at that hospital. But the circumstances of those we don't know about. These figures don't tell us that. And University Hospital Limerick would come near the mid-table of these deaths, actually, based on these figures.
And I noticed the HSE saying in all of this, they're essentially cautioning that there is, as you say, there could be a wide range of factors around a particular emergency department or a particular death, and they say it's not really possible to compare one hospital to another.
Yes, what this raw data doesn't tell us is in how many cases, for example, might a death have been prevented. And that often emerges from individual clinical investigations, independent reviews, inquests or court cases. And other factors contributing to these figures are a growing and ageing population. And the HSE told RTE News that many people who present to the emergency department do so, sadly, in their last minutes and hours of life. And sadly, some people have death confirmed on arrival or die after unsuccessful resuscitation attempts. And it's also added that the high-level data here on emergency department deaths, it doesn't distinguish between those who were expected to die, those who suffered, you know, catastrophic medical or surgical conditions, those who were victims of trauma, and patients who deteriorated unexpectedly in the emergency department.
Fergal, many thanks. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, there.